Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Warning. The patrons put up their money, so now the show is an hour long. That's like 50% more shits and 30% more fucks. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, April the 9th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
Florida Man is good at putting holes in things like donuts and other Florida men.
A Florida couple take the plunge in a muddy field.
Florida woman doesn't understand the concept of emergency.
And Florida Man really doesn't want to go to work tomorrow.
Plus, the 2019 Florida Men Regional Championship final match, listener email and V-mail, and a special guest.
And we use that term special loosely.
Oh, we haven't had a guest in a while.
That's
now.
True.
Come on, let's don't be ugly. It's the first time. Yeah. I mean, he brought his own beverages.
True, and I'm allowed to be ugly because he is my little brother.
He's a lot prettier than you, by the way.
That is true.
He hasn't taken off his... Yeah, I got more hair, though.
I shaved mine off. Yours is fading fast.
Nah, I'm good. But this is Travis. He's also one of our patrons, and my little brother. So don't blame me if... He's not funny because it's not my fault.
Oh, you're thinking. So where did the? I'm not even going. I was going to ask where the humor in the family came from, but that would imply that you're actually funny, and that's kind of
which all the listeners know is not true.
It's gonna be like this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's gonna be one of them nights.
His repertoire of dad jokes on a weekly basis.
Jesus Christ!
I get complimented on those in person
by other dads.
By
and moms.
Well, we have...
your wife doesn't count.
Oh,
we've got two. Now you got twice as much clinking tonight.
Yeah.
He did bring the... I brought us some Tito's and some few mixers here and there while you pound the Coke Zero.
Yep.
Unlike Joel, I actually bring liquor to you, Phil.
I know. I think that's up. I appreciate that. He did way back in like episode 4.
Long time ago.
Ever since the president's... That stupid game that we had that the... What was it? The president's of the... What was it? Florida Man?
Florida Man or Tourist, and I'm still that was the president's edition.
Yeah, the president's edition.
Yeah, that was like episode 6.
I'm still pissed about that. That was like 8 months ago.
Pretty much, yeah. You need to let it go, Phil.
I know. So did you... Yesterday was April Fool's Day. We're recording on a Tuesday the 2nd.
But, right. Yeah, we always record a week ahead of time.
So how was... did you get pranked?
I did not.
Well, let me tell you what happened to me.
Oh, no.
So, I have my parking spot at work. Uh-huh. I've been in that same fucking spot for 3 years now, probably. It's my spot. Everybody knows it's my spot. Big-ass white Jeep parks in that spot every time.
Mm-hmm.
Except the other day, somebody decided that they were going to play a joke and got there before I did from work and decided, well, this looks like a nice spot. I think I'll park here just to piss me off. And it did.
Mm-hmm.
So now the whole team knew that everybody that, you know, that I made a big deal out of it. It was a joke. But so I come out from last night to go home about 5:45. There's 4 orange cones in front of my Jeep and a note on the windshield that said, your vehicle has been selected for a random security check and you need to call security.
Fantastic. Is that something they really do?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No. Especially before it was nice cones. These were beat up, like
stolen from the side of the road
thing. Some kind of cones. And so I just took the cones and shoved them off on the side and got in the Jeep and took the paper off the windshield. And left. Mm-hmm. So I got it to work this morning. Everybody, did you get a note or something?
Did you get a citation?
So this morning I parked at a different spot. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why are you moving? I said, I'm just gonna try something different for a while. I'm not letting y'all get to me. I know y'all did it. So that was what they did to me on April Fool's. And then we came home and had a dinner party and decided to get hammered somewhere between point A and point B. And it's been a long day.
Okay. Yeah. I know my my April Fool's Day was pretty uneventful. It was my wife and my 19th anniversary.
19. So what is 19? What is the what do you buy for a 19th year? Is that that's not like China? Is it like peppermint or
was, Chinese food?
Chinese food?
Yeah, we went to stir fry restaurant.
You know, don't let anybody ever say you're not romantic, Joel.
Well, she picked it out. It's the place that we never go to because our daughter hates going to that place.
Okay. So. But what is the real 19th anniversary? What is it's like, you know, you have paper in China and
who knows?
Is it maybe like
I'm gonna Google it?
Yeah. Is it peppermint? Or maybe
peppermint?
Paper
yeah,
straws.
Here's a pack of gum.
He'll tell you it wasn't wood.
Hottie, you don't know that.
It was not wood.
Bronze.
Bronze. So what does one buy bronze wise for?
A bronze statue, piece of jewelry, or a new set of cookware.
Uh-huh.
You know how good that would go over if I brought her a bronze pan for
a
dinner?
A bronze pan?
Or for her anniversary?
Maybe something with was it nonstick surface?
Yeah, exactly.
I think she'd love that. I think that's a great present.
No.
Maybe throw in a
cookbook. I made the mistake of getting her cast iron pans for Christmas last year.
Really?
Yeah.
The Lodge ones?
Yeah. Oh no. Not even Lodge. This
not
year.
Even that good? Maybe no. Like Kroger, you talking about like the Publix brand or something?
I believe it was Bath and Body Works. No, Bed Bath and Beyond.
Bed Bath Beyond.
Bed
oh.
Bath and Beyond. Yeah. Yeah. Set of three for $20.
That's
it. Wasn't wow. That wasn't the big gift?
Slow down, man.
That was just one of the gifts.
Is that what you budgeted? That's what you budgeted for?
No, but I thought I saw him there, and I was like, oh, she likes cooking with the cast iron pans when we go camping.
She didn't think it was funny, or she didn't think that was a good idea.
Apparently not.
Those cast irons at work, man.
I know. You got to season them.
Yeah, season them and oil them after you cook.
These were pre-seasoned.
Well, you still got to keep it up.
Yeah.
But she like
got to wipe them down. They're rushed. You got to keep them oiled.
It's like, here, honey, here's some work. Cook me dinner. And then season this fucking pan afterwards, too. It's like double duty.
Oh, you should have thrown in a cookbook. You know, maybe like how to cook squirrel and rabbit.
Right.
And here's how you clean them, baby. I'm gonna go find us a possum, go outside and clean it for us, and then you can cook it in your skillet.
He does not strike me as a hunter-gatherer.
Yeah, we've had this discussion, you know, like during the zombie apocalypse, what value is he going to add to the clan?
Dude, he's day one, he's gone.
He's bait.
He's done. Yeah.
I keep trying to think, how can I save Joel in the zombie apocalypse?
It ain't happening.
No. What do you got?
He's thinking about.
I know how to build a Stirling engine to generate electricity.
A Stirling engine.
Yep. You don't even know what that is, do you?
Well, no. Thing is, you'd probably have some electricity for maybe a month before the power plants being unattended.
Right. Just
go away. So you're going to last the first month of the zombie apocalypse.
I can hole up in a building for a month.
Wow.
Pee off the balcony. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking five hours tops.
See, he's thinking the Dawn of the Dead where they're in the mall.
Yeah.
I'll be on the roof just hitting golf balls at zombies.
Yeah.
But it's really, it would be Walking Dead style.
Yeah, I was thinking more of the hotel and the Walking Dead.
Dude, you'd be like Fear the Walking Dead, where it's
out. That's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Or Zombieland. Just the opening, the opening credits.
All right, let's move on here. This was a bad idea.
Well, I think so far I'm loving it.
All right.
All I need now is get Heather on the phone, and this will be a grand old time.
Christ. Yeah, all right.
Well, we don't want to ruin the show, Phil.
Here we go.
All right. Changing the subject. it was kind of hard to find enough stories to fill because we've got the patron, we've met our first patron goal now, so we have to fill in a whole hour every episode from now on. And it was kind of hard to do that this week because we had the Florida Man Challenge that was going on, and that was like really filling up my Google Alerts feed.
Well, everything one thing, when we get into that, what we can always do, I've seen a ton this week of stupid shit just not in Florida.
Right.
I mean, we can always expand the repertoire to other states, you know, and we talked about that with maybe being the next challenge type or the next thing we're doing. But we can always, if we need to, a special, you know, outside another state or, you know, just if it's a funny story.
True. Yeah. And people have been sending those into us already.
Plenty of those.
Yeah.
the Florida Man equivalent.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The new that could be. I like that.
Okay. Well, yeah, we can do that. But it was between the Florida Man Challenge and April Fool's Day, where I had to vet and see if these stories were actually true or just shit other websites were making up. There was a really good one that I could not verify, and then I realized that the guy's name was the guy in the story was Matthew John Lucan. So it was Matthew, Luke, and John, which are three of the four books in the gospel. Yeah, that one was fake. That was a good story, though, too. You mentioned Heather. We do have a correction to make, apparently. I must have misspoken or misremembered, or you didn't even remember that there was a contest. So
that's what happens when we do these things at the end.
Yeah. So
little things are a little fuzzy by the time we get to that section.
Yeah. So the
with somebody whining again this week.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Apparently, I misremembered what the prize was going to be. So the prize that we're actually playing for is if Heather sells more T-shirts than I do from FloridaManPodcast.com/shop, that we'll take her out to dinner when she's down here in Florida for her honeymoon.
Okay, and what was it if you win? Did we even establish that?
We did. You know, we didn't even establish
that. We did not establish what happens if you win.
Yeah. Neuro massage.
A what? What the fuck is a neuro massage?
All the patrons can Google that.
Yeah.
Neuro massage.
I actually have one of those.
Did you really?
Yeah, we have one.
Yeah?
You talking about the ones you put the two probes on?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
No, there's no probing in this massage. Well, there might be. There might be.
Yeah, we have the thing that you hook the two probes up, a little battery pack and stuff, and it's supposed to... It's like a
Nuru massage or something.
Yeah.
It's essentially the masseuse, the woman, oils herself up.
And then gives
you the full body massage.
Wow.
With her oiled up self.
Wow. Yeah, wonder that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I wonder if... Well, did you pick that up from Robert Kraft? I mean, is that...
No, just basic porn watching.
Got that off spankme.com. Yeah. Is that it? Yeah.
Do they have one with amputees?
Oh, stop. Dude, they got anything with amputees, midgets, anything you want.
No, we're not doing amputees.
I'll have to look that up. N-U-R-U? Is that how you spell it?
Something like, it's like, Nuru massage.
Okay, I'll put that in the
I thought you were saying notes. Neuro.
Yeah, so did I.
It's something like that, something with an N. You know, Google corrects it and finds it for you.
That's what I want in the history.
Incognito mode, Phil.
I know. I'm working on that.
All right. Do you have anything to promote this week, Phil?
I do not.
All right. Travis, do you got anything you want to promote?
No, I don't.
All right. So I will let y'all know. Once again, I host trivia at the Trivia Factory on Wednesdays from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Brass Tap in Naples and the Geeks Who Drink Pub Quiz at Fancy Southern Cafe in Fort Myers on Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Both of those are free to play, and you can win food and drinks and come see my smiling face.
That's all he's got.
So oh my God! Yep.
Bait,
zombie bait.
Push him out in the street and run.
Yeah. You just gotta be faster than him, Phil. That's all. Yeah. You gotta be the faster one in the group.
All you gotta do, all I gotta be, is be faster than Joel.
Yeah,
I don't need to be the quickest. I just gotta be faster than him.
I just gotta be second slowest, right?
That's right.
All right,
you moving in.
Better Tanya Harding somebody behind you.
Let's get into story number one. Florida man stabbed another in an argument over donuts. A Florida man was arrested late Wednesday after police said he stabbed another man at least four times outside of a Krispy Kreme donut shop. I do like Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, did they have the hot light on?
I don't know. That's a good question. Julius Jacoby Irving of 30... Shit. Julius Jacoby... Fuck! JJI 32 of Gainesville.
Wait a minute. His name was Julius Irving.
Julius Irving.
Yeah, Julius Jacoby Irving.
So that's not Dr. J.
No.
Apparently too not. Young. No, you're not 32. Of Gainesville was charged with attempted murder. At about midnight, Irving and the man argued behind Krispy Kreme at 310 Northwest 13th Street, according to a Gainesville Police Department media release. The release said that Irving, a Krispy Kreme employee, was upset about how a female coworker was making donuts.
She wasn't making those holes too big.
She wasn't doing it right. The woman,
my boyfriend don't think this hole's too big.
Does it echo?
The woman later called her boyfriend to come pick her up from work. When he arrived, he confronted Irving about the argument, and Irving took a swing at him, according to the release.
Like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
At least those are better than dad jokes. After the men stopped fighting, the woman's boyfriend tried to walk away, but police said Irving armed himself with a 4-inch knife and stabbed him several times, causing life-threatening injuries. Irving was arrested at the scene and still had the knife, police said.
You didn't throw that thing away? That's dumb.
The police didn't shoot him? Yeah. That's shocking.
The stabbing victim was taken to UF Health Shands and rushed into surgery. Medical staff found the man was stabbed twice in the chest, once in the back, and once in the left thigh.
Damn, you turned him around?
I know. The injury to the man's hip required officers to apply a tourniquet to stop the bleeding. Ooh, he hit the
femoral artery.
Irving was booked into the Alachua County Jail at 3:43 a.m. His bond has not been set as of Tuesday morning. So what have we learned from this?
Don't turn your back on a Krispy Kreme worker.
Who's got a knife.
And when you're 32 years old and working at Krispy Kreme, you ain't got nothing to lose.
Hey, come on now. We ain't going to say that about... There may be some very honest, hardworking people at the Krispy Kreme.
True. But when you get into a fight over how you make the donuts.
Yeah, that's taking your job a little too seriously.
Yeah.
Now, you would think at an establishment like Krispy Kreme that there probably isn't a lot of, most of it's automated. Every time I've ever been in one, they got the conveyor belt and it flips them in the grease and shit. I mean, what is it that you
just
manually have to do?
Stacking them on the belt, right?
Just like icing them?
Loading the donuts. No, the machine ices it by itself.
The machine ices them.
Damn.
I don't know what labor is involved. I'm sure it's just, is it just frozen dough? I mean, I don't know if they have to cut the dough or whatever to make the, but once they put it on the conveyor belt, it's all automated at that point.
Yeah.
So apparently she wasn't doing it right.
No, apparently not. Maybe
it would never happen at Dunkin' Donuts. Never.
No, never.
I hear the health plan is better there too.
The what?
The health plan.
Oh, really?
At Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah.
Well, you'd think with a good health plan, they'd be able to hire people to get your order right at the goddamn drive-thru.
We know you don't go through the drive-thru.
Never go to the
They always fuck you in the drive-thru. Joe Pesci taught us that. They fuck you at the drive-thru.
All right, we'll move on to story number two. Florida couple celebrate their wedding with mud wrestling.
Ooh.
A couple took a different approach to their wedding celebrations in Florida last week by rolling around in mud after they exchanged vows. John Snipes shared photos of Ariel and Jeremy Biddle's wedding on Facebook. The bride wore a white bikini and a veil for the ceremony, which took place on the back of a pickup truck.
Love everything about this so far.
The groom was shoeless and shirtless, wearing only a pair of overalls.
Hell yeah.
After they said I do, the groom carried his bride into a field of mud, exchanging kisses with his wife. He then dropped her into a large puddle and followed her down to continue their makeout session. And if you want to see the pictures video of this, just follow the links in the show notes.
Yeah, so Joel showed me the pictures.
Is she hot or is this?
Oh, no.
Oh, well,
no. No,
she's got a decent body, but she just got that meth face, man.
Oh, really?
She's got the meth face and the belly tattoo and the thigh tattoos on the front of the thighs.
Interesting.
Now, he did look a bit younger than her, too. But
oh, no. He looked like 20 years older than
her. And she looked like, she was about 35 and rough.
Mm-hmm. And he was about 50.
He was younger, wasn't he?
Well, you might be thinking of a different couple then.
When those are the pictures you sent, was he older?
I don't think I sent
Maybe the overalls threw me off. I don't see too many 50-year-olds wearing overalls.
You haven't been down in Florida very long.
No.
I'm looking at the pictures.
Okay.
Wait, I can't zoom in, though.
I think you have to log into Facebook to actually see him.
He reminded me of that Simpsons character.
Which one?
Just the guy wearing nothing but overalls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it took me to Facebook. Oh, that's where he dumps her. Oh, I can't tell. He's just got, the bikini's not bad.
That's what I said. It's not terrible, but man, that face is hard to get over. Maybe that's why he dumped it in the mud.
I don't know if...
Here's the...
There we go. That's a better picture. Yeah, he is an older guy.
No, he's older.
Yeah,
that's
older.
What I'm saying.
No, that's not a meth face. Look.
That ain't...
I don't know. What is it?
It's just sunken in mouth where I'm not sure if all those teeth are there.
Yep. That's
He's a lot older. Too.
That's what it is.
Well, I'm.
She looked like she hasn't got much sleep lately.
Huh. The best man is a set of truck nuts.
Huh.
Yeah. When you got a
That's just
a tattoo of a snake running up your leg.
And she's never smiling in any picture. I mean, she smiles, but no teeth smiles.
Yep. That means she's hiding something or hiding the lack of something.
Right.
I don't. I was expecting something nasty, bad, but this isn't horrible.
No, we've seen worse on this show.
We've seen a lot worse. Oh, yeah. She got a huge snake down her thigh. Damn.
Tattoo. Snake tattoo.
Tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Tattoo. Sorry. This was at Redneck. Oh, this was up at Redneck.
Oh, was it? Oh,
look out.
Yeah.
Redneck Mud Park. That would explain the mud.
Yep.
And the pickup truck.
Yep.
And the methed out look in her eye.
Hey, kudos to them. No one got arrested at the wedding.
I know. There was a murder up there last week or 2 weeks ago. Somebody else died. Every time they have a big truck event, somebody gets killed.
Or their car run over by a monster truck.
Yeah, true. Story number three, or Trace, for our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida man knocks out Florida woman with propane tank after she accused him of cheating. Holy shit. We talking about like a, well, speak, those big 20-pound ones?
I believe so, yes.
A barbecue?
Yeah, like from a grill. Tank.
From a grill.
Yes.
God damn, that hurt. A Florida man has been charged with domestic aggravated battery after he knocked out a woman with a gas cylinder, according to police. Early Thursday morning, a woman found text messages on the phone of Angel Luis Sanchez Baez, suggesting that he had cheated on her, a police report showed.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Don't leave your phone unlocked when you're cheating.
The victim woke up to the 42-year-old at his home in Wesley Chapel in the Tampa Bay area to ask him about the messages.
That's got to be a great way to wake up.
This led the pair to argue. The woman told Pasco County officers. She then attempted to leave the property. As she did so, Sanchez Baez used a green propane cylinder, hit her in the back of the head.
No, oh, like so those, it's one of those little camping ones.
The little
ones,
the camping Coleman's, ones. Yeah. Yep. Still, that's something that hurt.
Oh, yeah, those things are
it's metal.
Solid steel.
He hit her in the back of the head. The suspect knocked the woman to the floor, causing her to lose consciousness.
Damn, knocked her ass out.
She did not know how long she was out for. The woman came to and noticed she was lying with her face in the ground. Then she heard Sanchez Baez say, "I should kill you right now."
Hmm.
Mm. And these are boyfriend and girlfriend? What is...
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Because you can't cheat on somebody if they're not your
that's
significant
true.
Other. But how would you like to wake up to your woman just yelling at you, screaming? That would get me a little irritated waking up that way. I can see... I don't condone the throwing the...
No, he threw the thing at her.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Oh. She woke him up.
He's cheating.
I thought you meant after he passed out.
No.
He's cheating on her.
She's going through his phone.
He hits her.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a freaking propane tank.
Yep. Because she was going through his phone.
The woman attempted to leave the property once again. However, Sanchez Baez blocked the door. He then pushed her. "You are not leaving until the swelling goes down," he told her. The woman
that's a man that's been arrested before.
Yeah, yes, yeah. We gotta get you some ice.
So. we need plausible deniability here. Yeah.
The woman suffered swelling to the back of the head as well as an abrasion, according to police. After she was able to leave, she contacted the authorities. At the time, Sanchez Baez was speaking on the phone, in which he was heard describing what he had done. Police show up and he's on the phone confessing to the incident.
No, when she called the cops, he is in the background yelling about how he threw the thing
at her. Oh, okay.
Right. Probably saying, "I'll hit you with this fucking propane tank again if you don't get off the phone."
Yep.
Brilliant. This is a dump. This was where Tampa?
Yeah,
Wesley Chapel. Okay.
Yeah, Wesley Chapel.
Damn.
I used to think Wesley Chapel was a nice area. Apparently.
Well, I mean, it may still be. I mean, this is an isolated incident.
That's true. Domestic violence can happen anywhere.
We haven't had any other stories from that area that I recall.
Mm-mm.
We were supposed to get a map and put our stories on the map.
I had a map. What did I do with it? I brought it, and then I took
we
it home.
We never did it.
Shit. I'll have to...
Maybe we'll do that for season two.
There we go. That's a good plan. We'll...
Season two.
As long as we get that new theme song written, too, right? And recorded.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to work on that. Well, let's see. This is 47. We got 52, so I got 5 more to go.
Yep.
That means I got 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Have you started writing anything?
No.
All right.
I've got ideas floating around. I've got a melody, but I don't have any words yet.
Does it boom 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 boom?
No, it's not
boom,
a polka.
Boom 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 boom. No, like that.
No, it's not.
See,
a polka.
I figure you look like a polka man to me.
Well, I am part Polish.
Are you?
Yes, 25%.
25% Polish.
Give or take. I haven't done the DNA test yet, but...
But you just look like a man
if
to be
everybody,
able to
if everybody was,
polka.
If everybody was on the up and up, up the family tree, should be about 25%.
And what's the rest
quarter
of
Polish.
It?
Quarter Irish, and then...
All right, so that's a quarter Irish, a quarter... So that's 50%.
Yeah.
English.
English, French, German, we're not quite sure. Probably some Swede in there.
Gonna have to take one of those saliva tests.
While you're at it, I mean, hell, the only thing you left out was Icelandic and maybe a little bit of, maybe a little Scandinavian. All right, it's time once again for the Florida Men Regional Championships.
The
this
last
is it.
Time, yes.
This
it
is it.
This is our attempt, and apparently if we get through this next couple minutes, that we will have successfully attempted to figure out what the best part of Florida is. We did a bracket-style playoffs, much like the Final Four NCAA championships that just ended yesterday as this episode drops. And we divided our teams into two regions, the rural and the urban. And we did a competition every week until the winner is decided. And that winner is about to be decided now. If you want to play along, you can link to the brackets in the show notes. And this week is our final match. It is the championship. And our contestants are from the urban bracket, the number 5 seed, Tampa Bay.
Mm.
Big upset there versus the rural bracket, number 1 seed, and champions, the Keys. So when you think Florida, when you think the essence of Florida, what do you think?
The essence of Florida. Hot.
Hot?
Yeah.
I think heat.
I think the beach.
Beach. I think...
Water sports.
No, I don't.
Like...
Well, fishing.
Well, yeah, and fishing, boating.
What do you consider water sports?
Cold and shower.
Well, no.
No, what are you talking about
water sports you talking about?
Fishing, boating, going out on jet skis.
I don't know, man. I don't think that, that you don't think of that.
I don't think of that.
It's not like a Lake Havasu. That's a water sport lake.
No, I think.
That's boats and jet skis and
you think
like
of vacation. You think of vacation. You think of good weather, beautiful winters.
Hurricanes.
Think of hurricanes. Yes.
I think you think tropical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because truly, anything south of Tampa, you are in a
subtropical
climate.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Were you going somewhere with this bit?
Trying to lead us to the Florida Keys.
Are you? Is that?
Well, basically, yeah. I mean,
Now, Tampa. It is Tampa, right?
Yeah. Tampa is the other one.
All right, so Tampa
is on the screen in front of you. But,
what?
Okay. Yeah.
Tampa's got all your,
majority
of your Florida sports teams.
Mm-hmm.
The Lightning, the Bucks.
The Rays. You've got,
great
events.
The Major League Baseball's spring training is up in that area, too.
True. Metropolis City, all the shopping, anything you want. So it is Tampa is kind of...
There's a reason why they're the urban...
Well, they got here for their sports. They got here for their music. Proximity, good city.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours from here.
It's definitely not Miami.
No.
Is that where Ybor City is?
Yes.
Tampa area?
Yes.
Yeah. So you got that, Ybor City. Well, they have that. What's that event they have every year?
Gasparilla. Bush Gardens.
Bush, that's it. They got Bush.
They got Bush.
They got Bush.
And when you do think of Florida, you think theme parks. So that's
I thought you were going to say when you think Florida, you think Bush. it's Tampa's. I mean, he got here for a reason. Beat out some really big names.
Some bigger cities, but
bigger cities,
but not necessarily better cities.
Then you got the Keys.
Yes.
Which I think the Keys are
the mecca,
the quintessential Florida island feel, village, whatever you will call it.
It is even if when you live in Florida, it's like you're on vacation, but you're taking a vacation from the, that's where.
The Keys are old Florida living.
Yeah.
The Keys are the Florida of Florida.
What?
Wow.
They are the Florida.
That's fucking Inception deep, Phil.
I can't, my mind, you just blew my mind.
That's a dream within a dream, buddy.
It is. I literally.
I see what you're saying. The Keys are the vacation area for people that
live
in Florida.
Yes.
You got it is. Key West is another world.
That's for sure, especially around Halloween time.
Fantasy Fest.
Yes.
Sloppy Joe's, Margaritaville.
Hmm.
Yep.
Cruise Port.
Yep.
I mean, we're trying to drag this out, but there's really no contest.
I mean, do they sing too many songs about Tampa? Are there many?
Yeah,
you know, it's
now if you came back and now here this is the way I approach those types of decisions when somebody. So if let's say you came back, we got two over here tonight. If you came to me and you said, I was on vacation this week. Oh, really, man? Where'd you go? Did you have a good time? Yeah, we went up to Tampa. Had a nice time. Oh, where'd you go for vacation this week? You were out this week? Yeah, we were down in the Keys. Oh, no shit.
What'd you get into?
What'd you get into? Yeah. Tell me where you went. What all did you do? Where'd you go? What'd you go see? Yeah. Where'd you go? Did you go do this? Did you do that? Did you go see here?
Show me the pictures.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How many dicks were offered to you?
What?
Just saying, that's a weekend.
I don't measure my weekend by the number of dicks I get offered to me.
Brother, you ain't living then.
You're not going to the right spots. All right, well, I think we're ready to call it.
Yeah, I think so.
So we have successfully identified
the best part of Florida.
The best part of Florida to be the Florida Keys.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And what were they seated?
They were number one.
Number one. Yeah. So they ran it all the way through. Sure they ran the table.
Yep.
That's it. Now, if anybody in the Keys listens to this and would like to give a shout out, an email or you know whatever, and let us hear from you, that'd be kind of nice.
Yeah. That and if you
Live in the Tampa area, I'm sorry. Don't be pissed at us. But
runner up.
Yeah. I mean,
there's no shame in second.
You are the urban Florida champions in Tampa.
Yeah.
But how many weeks did this go?
If
on
anybody.
For?
I don't know.
Six weeks.
You think you could have just decided this with a conversation in one episode?
Yeah, but we had to fill time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We had to have a bit. I mean, we had to have something.
Because
and it is March Madness time.
So. It is. Yeah. That was the whole thing. We don't know as of recording this who the winner of March Madness was.
We have a dream though.
Two of us do.
Yeah.
But by the time this airs, everybody will know who the actual winner was. So
yes.
We'll see.
All right, story number four. Did you? Wait, no.
Story number four. Florida woman calls 911 because her boyfriend was mean to her. A Florida woman arguably took a lover's quarrel too far when she got law enforcement involved. She called the cops multiple times to complain about her boyfriend being mean, according to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office. Mary Ann Parrish of Ocala apparently had enough of her boyfriend Monday, so the 40-year-old called law enforcement six times to complain that he was, quote, not being nice to her, unquote, according to the arrest report.
Damn. Really?
Six times.
She didn't have a friend she could call? Maybe phone a friend? Or you didn't have a parent?
No.
Nobody. She didn't have a damn soul to call the bitch to and say, I need a little therapy. I need to talk to somebody about this.
911 is who she called six times.
Was it spouse or no boyfriend?
Okay. Boyfriend, yeah.
So is there a, what's the word I'm looking for? Mean hotline that you can call? Like, or is there an outlet for her that she could have vented to or had to talk to? You know, you have your suicide hotlines, you got your drinking hotlines, you got your this and that.
Well, I've heard
they have a mean hotline.
I've heard people talking about working on suicide hotlines, and they're not allowed to hang up. So if you call in, they're going to listen to you no matter what you got to say.
Yeah.
Even if you're not really suicidal. They actually have to screen people because perverts will call up and just listen to the sound of the lady volunteer's voice and just rub one out while they're talking to the suicide hotline.
We don't do politics here, but you know what comes to mind at that? Creepy Joe Biden.
Joe, I got nothing. You know,
let me whisper in your ear for a little bit
and smell rub your shoulders.
Ooh, pert. I do love that smell. Maybe some white rain. That.
Is that Suave for kids?
Yeah, that's Suave for kids. Is that Johnson's baby?
Is that baby Herbal sugar? Essences. That's what Herbal. It is. Herbal Essences.
Mmm.
Yeah. No. Let me finish this up. That's what he said. The dispatcher noted that the woman had called six times over 4 hours with no apparent emergency. Her complaints led deputies to check on a false emergency, the report said.
You get arrested for that. I mean, you get fined, can't you, for...
Yes, she was...
For calling 911 without a real emergency?
Yep.
When you first started the story, I'm thinking this has got to be a millennial problem.
She's fucking 40. She should know better.
Grow the fuck up.
You don't have somebody you can call. I mean,
right? You don't have a girlfriend.
He's being mean to me.
He's being a dick again.
Well, no, you know
girl,
what?
Girl, let's go out.
She had
fucking go.
Apparently, she's so fucking annoying that not even her friends would talk to her about it anymore. She must
probably that's why she
bitch that
six
much.
Times.
Yep.
Good Lord.
Now this is normally where we would end the show.
No,
on
but
story number four.
Yeah, but we've got
now we've extended. We got a couple, more,
Yeah, Travis, do you want to read story five?
Story five.
Yeah.
Florida man has been arrested after he reportedly called 911 and claimed he was robbed. Also, that he could get out of going to work for the day.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I should have done it this morning.
Isn't that what Jussie Smollett did?
Yeah. Something did. Like that. Yeah.
Beat my ass. I can't go to work.
He paid somebody to kick your ass.
Yeah. Brian Anderson, 32, of Dundee, called 911 to report an armed robbery near the intersection of Highway 27 and Lincoln Avenue.
Now, where is Dundee? I don't know.
I'll Google that while you keep reading.
He told 911 dispatchers that two unknown suspects carrying a gun stole money, his necklace, and his phone from him.
He made sure to put the necklace in there.
Yeah.
Don't forget about that.
Don't forget that. I was carrying a laptop, too.
Yep. That's 14-karat gold right there. Plated.
He went on to say that the suspects threw his phone on the ground and proceeded to jump into a black Ford Crown Victoria and drive away.
He broke his own damn phone.
Just to not go to work.
And they got in a Crown Vic.
Oh, here's your answer, Phil.
Deputies with the Polk County Sheriff's Office quickly responded... with air and canine.
They sent in the helicopter.
Wow.
No way.
That's a
Grady brought in the air support.
That is a restitution bill
that
he is going to have to pay for a false report. When they arrived on scene, deputies figured out the robbery never actually happened, and Anderson confessed that he made up the story. He told them he didn't want to show up for his 11 a.m. shift at Hardee's. If
holy
you can't
shit.
Make an 11 a.m. shift,
that's
good Lord.
Damn. I mean, 8 o'clock is hard. 9 o'clock is pushing it sometimes, but 11, I mean, unless you're up to like
I guess it's vagina
4
hurt.
Or 5.
I guess
damn.
So. Dude, if you can't roll out
if
at 10:30,
you can't 10:30 roll out at 10:30
and
get
to
work.
Hardee's.
Get to Hardee's.
Which is probably a block away.
Fire to go put the headphones on and get on the drive-thru lane.
On the bright side,
Brian didn't
have to go to his 11 a.m. shift at the restaurant, the Polk County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post.
Nope.
He won't be going to work anytime soon.
Anderson was arrested and charged with misuse of 911 and knowingly giving a false information to law enforcement.
Damn.
He was booked into the Polk County Jail without incident.
You got to be really, really dumb to attempt an incident being booked into the Polk County Jail.
You'd have to be what?
You'd have to be really drunk or really stupid to attempt to cause an incident while being booked into the county jail in Polk County. Oh, no, they wouldn't beat your ass. No. Grady Judd runs a tight ship there. What was his quote back when they had a suspect and they put 120 bullets or whatever into him? And his when he was asked by the by a reporter why they shot him 120 times, he said, "That's all the bullets we had with us."
Oh, I do remember that. I do remember that guy.
I mean, I'm off by my number, but that was the gist of the whole thing.
We ran out. So what do we learn from this?
Hardee's sucks.
No, it's not Hardee's. No, you don't know that. I mean, no, you can't blame Hardee's. Now, I like some Hardee's. I like some Hardee's.
I don't think I've been to a Hardee's in 30 years.
Well, then...
Isn't Hardee's in the Carl's Jr. family?
Yes. Yes.
So don't...
West Coast is Carl's Jr., East Coast is Hardee's.
I mean, they got some good burgers there.
It is good.
They got good commercials.
Well, the Carl's Jr. has good commercials.
Well, they both do.
And I think you got some good tater tots.
Oh, tots.
I love a good mess up tater tots right now.
Todd, you ever had a tater tot casserole?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit, yeah.
That is fucking good.
Damn, that'd be a big old mess of tacos. Big old mess of
Joel's got a mess of tacos in his pants today. Yeah.
It's a mess, all right. Taco Tuesday, and he's
Taco Tuesday,
and he's stinking up the studio. You didn't think he was going to get off easy this week, did you? Oh, you brought your baby brother into this thing.
I knew. It was
you thought this was actually going to go well, as opposed to the shit show that
I should have known better. I should have known better. All right. Well, we'll go on to our final story tonight. Florida man arrives in stolen Jeep to look for cell phone at the house where he stole the Jeep.
No.
Florida man allegedly drove a stolen Jeep back to the scene of his crime recently to ask if anyone found his missing cell phone, quote, which was pinging back to the residence, unquote, according to police. When 25-year-old Ronnie Dylan Willis arrived at the home of the victim on March 24th in the tan Jeep Patriot, he was greeted by none other than a Polk County Sheriff's deputy.
Are we going to change the name of this podcast?
To Polk County
Polk
Man?
Polk County Man.
Holy shit.
Who just happened to be conducting an interview about the stolen vehicle.
All right, so
this guy is like...
So he drove the stolen vehicle back to the scene.
Yeah, because...
He forgot his cell phone.
He dropped his phone when he was stealing the Jeep.
So he stole the Jeep, left, realized he didn't have his cell phone, then went back to the scene of the crime where the deputies were there taking the statement from the person who had the Jeep stolen from.
Yes. Yeah, that deputy Brilliant. Is detective material right there. Well,
did he not see the sheriff car in the driveway or in the street?
I'm sure they're not here for me. Yeah. They're not here for me. No.
Can't be.
The deputy, who probably could not believe the way this call was unfolding, arrested Ronnie for grand theft of a motor vehicle, unquote, explained the sheriff's office on Monday. Quote, she also charged him with driving while license suspended / revoked because it turned out that Ronnie had a suspended license. The vehicle was taken earlier in the day from outside the home. He told the deputy that he woke up in one of the victim's vehicles that morning. He couldn't remember which one. Knocked on her front door, but got no answer, the sheriff's office said of Willis.
Wait, back up. Do what?
So he was passed out and
asleep. He passed out and asleep and woke up in one of the victim's vehicles.
Yes. And then couldn't remember which one it was that he was asleep in, so he went to knock on her door. She didn't answer, so he got in the Jeep and drove it away.
He didn't think he did anything wrong.
No, he didn't.
No, he caught a ride from a bar the night before, and he's passed out in a
Jeep. Or was just walking through the neighborhood,
in a Jeep and went to sleep.
Yep. He truly didn't think he did anything wrong. No. Otherwise, that's just stupid. Yep. So he took it and went home.
Yep. He hopped into the victim's Jeep and drove away. When he got home, he couldn't find his phone, so he tracked it back to the victim's house.
Why did they leave the keys in the thing? So they left the keys in it with him in the back seat passed out.
Right.
Well, they didn't leave him in the vehicle. He got into the vehicle without their knowing. Because the owner of the vehicle told the sheriff's office that she did not know Willis or give him permission to drive the Jeep.
So he climbs in, takes a fucking nap,
yep.
Then wakes up.
Then takes the Jeep.
And the keys are in the Jeep.
Mm-hmm. The victim did recognize the suspect to be the same subject who was walking around in the street earlier when she left with her husband to go to the mall, according to arrest documents.
So I see a stranger in the neighborhood walking around and think, let me leave my keys in the Jeep.
Yeah.
In Polk County.
Unlocked Jeep.
Then he stumbles around, gets in the Jeep, gets out of the vehicle after he wakes up. Goes to knock on the door, but he can't remember which vehicle he just climbed out of.
Right.
Maybe it wasn't the Jeep he just climbed
Maybe
out of.
Maybe not.
Maybe it was another vehicle. But he was that out of it that he didn't even know what vehicle he just got out of.
He's trying to knock on the door. I mean, he's got some kind of common courtesy. Let me knock first.
Yeah,
didn't have enough sense to bring his phone with him.
So the phone had
to be in the other car.
The car was in the other. He got in the wrong vehicle.
Yeah, because the phone that he tracked was still in the other vehicle. Must have been fell out of his pocket when he was snoozing.
So he was asleep in one vehicle. Goes and knocks on the door. Forgets which vehicle he's in, and then gets in another vehicle that's got the keys in it and drives away.
Yep.
Then realizes, wait, this isn't the car I was in.
Then he realizes, oh, shit, my phone's gone. Let me track it. Got to go home, check it on the computer.
Get on the computer to find my phone. Bing, bing. All of a sudden, here the deputy comes up. Wait a minute. Here's the phone. Oh, it's his phone. We'll just sit here and wait on him. He'll be here in just a minute.
And here comes your Jeep
here
Patriot.
Here it is right now. Case solved.
That is
luckiest.
That is next level LoJack right
that
there.
Is,
self-returning
the
vehicle.
That is the luckiest deputy. That's the quickest a case has been solved in Polk County.
Hold on. You can't give this back to me because I don't have the arrest report filled out yet the stolen report.
He just made detective in the vehicle larceny unit.
This is easy.
Yeah.
Fuck, this is a piece of cake.
I solved this in 10 minutes, guys. What have you been doing?
I didn't need Matlock. I didn't need Barnaby Jones. None of Quincy could have even done it that quick. It would have taken him 40 minutes. Damn.
Oh, Polk County, you keep giving us so much.
Damn.
So much material.
All right. Well, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
And if you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Want to sponsor the show? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
Did we get any voicemails this week?
No.
We didn't?
No.
I like it when they call.
I know. Me too.
I like it when you call. This is a free number, right? This is...
Yeah. It doesn't cost us. It's a Google voice number, so...
I'll leave a... voicemail ranting about this episode.
I'm waiting for you to leave a review on Apple Podcasts saying that we need to put
that's too much work.
If you would like to support this,
that's like having to make your 11 a.m. shift at our parties.
Oh my god! If you would like to support the show financially, you can. What
you?
You changed this up again.
Yeah. Oh,
if you would like to support the show financially, you can buy something from our Amazon wish list that Joel put together that I had no input in. Just search for Florida Man, or you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/Florida Man, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/Florida Man. Instead of an extended episode for our Patreon subscribers this week, we added the April Fool's episode we recorded that didn't play in our regular feed. If you want to hear it, you'll have to subscribe at patreon.com/Florida Man.
Phil, somehow...
Damn!
Somehow, I feel Joel is embezzling from this podcast. There is somehow he is...
Every time
he is taking money... Somehow skimming off the
it
top.
Is, so
that's
every
just
time,
a feeling I have.
So it's like every time, now there's another place where somebody
and
can
you,
go.
And you never see.
No, I ain't seen him dying.
Yeah. There, something's going on.
Yeah.
This is mafia level.
It is. There's something going on here.
Our books are completely open. You have the login. You can log in to.
To where?
To Patreon.
Am I an admin?
You know our email address and our password that we have on everything.
Well, no, I forget that all the time. But if I... I mean, every time. Now this is good. I applaud you. I'll be the first to say I don't do shit but show up and provide the equipment and I don't even read the damn thing before you get here. So I applaud you for the work that you do.
Oh, we can tell.
Well, if I read it and was actually prepared, it wouldn't have the spontaneity.
That's true. Yes, it is.
It spontaneity or spontaneity?
Spontaneity.
All right.
I don't think spontaneity is.
I think that's ingenuity and spontaneous put together. Spontaneity. You just made a new word.
I did.
Look at that.
Motherfucker,
I better hear spontaneity in another episode.
I'm going to use it in a sentence again before the night's over.
All right. We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are Matt, Stephanie, the Paradise After Dark podcast, the Hidden Staircase podcast, Koneth, Travis.
Thank you very much.
Roxanne, Katie, Heather,
woo-hoo!
Jessica, and Erica, and our newest patron, Colin.
I thought you said it had two L's in it.
You did say two L's.
I typed it wrong. I typed it after I saw the two L's after I typed it.
But until you change it, we'll call him
it's
Colin.
Colin.
Hey, you better watch out. I looked up his location on there. He's local here, so I was wondering if you knew him, Phil.
There you go.
Thank you.
Fixed
Phil.
It. This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted. Joel does not accept them.
Views views expressed on the program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball or Joel is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, for 47 episodes, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, you can kiss my fucking ass.
Kiss his fucking ass.
Florida Man, Florida Man. It might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man, he's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.
Did you just shit?
Did you really?
Did you just?
I might have Taco Tuesday coming up on me here.
Dude.
Do we have to even?
You butchered that so bad.
Well, I can edit. That's the power of editing.
You butchered the hell out of that at the end. All right, so we're gonna do this shit right.
Okay.
You have where was I going with this? I lost it. Oh, never mind. Shit, what do they have? I had something. I was going with it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.